USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home builder sentiment is falling for the 10th straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 8 points in October to a reading of 38. Builders say high mortgage rates at top now 7% have significantly weakened demand, especially among first-time buyers. Home builder confidence is half the level it was just 6 months ago. Wesley Brownlee, the man suspected of carrying out a series of murders in Stockton, California since last year, is arraigned and prosecuted by the San Joaquin County District Attorney's Office. DA Tori Salazar says Brownlee faces 3 counts of murder and 2 felony gun charges.
We believe we have sufficient evidence to pursue these charges and prove them beyond a reasonable doubt. We are also confident that additional charges will be added.
Stockton police say they arrested Brownlee early Saturday morning while he was in the act of hunting for more victims. Nestle is recalling its ready-to-bake Nestle Toll House stuffed chocolate chip cookie dough with fudge filling products nationwide. The announcement was made due to a potential of white plastic pieces being present in the dough. Affected products were produced between June and September. Mackenzie Scott is donating a record-breaking $84.5 million to the Girl Scouts. Scott was previously married to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. The donation is the largest ever single donation in the organization's history. Netflix is adding 2.4 million subscribers. It revealed that number as part of its latest quarterly earnings report. It had previously expected to add just 1 million. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 337 points. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
New details are coming out about a new lab-made COVID-19 coronavirus.
Researchers at Boston University say they have developed a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The Made in USA variant is a combination of Omicron and the original virus from Wuhan, China. Boston scientists say it killed 80% of the mice infected with it. The research was conducted by a team from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Thousands of Ukrainians lost power and water on Tuesday due to continued Russian airstrikes. President Volodymyr Zelensky says this is Russia's plan to drive Ukraine into the cold and dark. Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg on the European news program Conflict Zone says NATO needs to continue to provide support through the war.
Winter is coming, and that was also the main message from the defense ministerial. So we need to ramp up our support, also everything from winter clothing, generators, tents, so we can help and ensure that Ukrainians can operate throughout the winter.
Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus is reacting to reports he skips and sleeps in meetings. In a statement, Magnus saying he's been getting up to speed with his new job and added he experienced some tiredness as a side effect of his multiple sclerosis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.